Okay, leaving those lurkers and insectoid races behind, what could you tell us about the Arcturians?
Branches of the so-called Arcturians. There are three big related species: the Eslientiplex, the Devonians, and the Corendians. Space area, region of boots, full of swamps. Total area, countless planets. They are three species, very ancient and non-Lyrian. They are more similar to the branches of the Andromedans and to Celeano, subspecies of Andromedans. High amphibian DNA content, very advanced spiritually and technologically. They are said to be among the most advanced technologically and spiritually of the galaxy. They are known as grand builders with extraordinary ingenuity for artifacts.
Many very good ship building there, dry docks placed there. They trade them for other technology or material like raw ore. Lots of freighter ships going and coming out of that region. See it as Space Detroit. It is called Void Region because it is said to be a place where there are nearly no stars compared to other places. Humans are looking at the void like or as if it had nothing there, when it only has a lesser star density, less stars.
Appearance: short, rarely exceed 150 centimeters, with an average of 130 and 140 centimeters of height. Large heads, disproportionate to body size. Large almond-shaped eyes and large mouth. However, very beautiful aesthetically speaking. Skin of various colors, from brown to purple, with brown or red spots. There are no males or females. They are all one sex. Their reproduction is asexual, and they make fun of species like the Taygetan and the human one for reproducing in such a strange and awkward apparatus-focused form.
And how do they reproduce then?
They auto-clone, but not by parthenogenesis like us. In the belly, they have a bag comparable to that of the marsupials. When an individual is already old or very physically damaged, it begins to form another being in that bag. That being is a clone identical to the progenitor. When it reaches enough size and maturity, it leaves the bag as a small kangaroo would.
Someone told me they are very musical, right?
Yes, they are highly creative in all aspects. That includes art, music, and engineering.
And you know them well?
Yes, very well. Returning to the reproduction, the progenitor's awareness passes to that of the small creature or baby. It's the same person. When the maturation process ends, even though it is still very small, the baby Eslientiplex, Devonian or Corendian will leave the old adult body and only inhabit the little one, leaving the larger body to die for lack of consciousness attention. The little one is totally capable of surviving and taking care of itself. They are born 100% independent. They continue their life where they have left off with the previous body. This species just goes on self-cloning without returning to the source to reincarnate. It just renews itself automatically, only reincarnating if it dies by accident or something similar.
But then they never ascend?
They will tell you that they are already ascended. ascended, but in 5D. Do they not go further? They do not think that having a 5D material body is an impediment to being fully ascended and advanced in all senses. They see it as complementary, not as one thing or the other. The body is not something to transcend. It is something to include in the whole. I not only agree with this, I intend to share it. They are beyond, but their bodies are 5D. But in the end, that does not make them different from any other species, because we are all in all densities. Then, obviously, they have no veil of forgetfulness and would be able to remember almost all their lives, being the same being as before, right? That's right. They are 100% aware of everything. We, for example, remember who we have been in previous incarnations, but they are still different incarnations. The Diesrian Diplex, Corendians, Devonians, only see it as their own life, an eternal line from a remote past, being the same being with the total memory of that, progression and direct accumulation of memory and knowledge. They forget whatever they decide to forget. They do not die per se. They are constantly renewed, just as a nail that keeps growing. Wow. And linearly speaking, how old are they? Is it possible to look at it like this? Or are they simply eternal and remember everything from always? Once again, age sharing is only a reference for understanding. Here and with them, time is not a factor. They just are. Then there is always the same number of individuals. There are no new ones generated. Yes, new ones are generated because some have multiple descendants. And yes, those are the same person as the original. And in fact, all the Diesrian Diplex, Corendians, Devonians are highly connected telepathically. It can be interpreted that they are the same collective individual. Not that they have hive mind. It is not like that. Each one is different, with their own personality. And it is even known that they can argue with each other, as they are mostly logical but can be highly temperamental. And why have they programmed themselves to self-renew this way and not just stay in the same body and never die? Because by their own ideas as a species, it is what they have decided, to have a finite face. Interesting. And that idea about not needing to transcend the 5D body, but you yourself, you do want to go to 7D, no? Beyond the physical body. I believe that I also want that at some point. I am already there. My 5D body is just a reflection of what I am above, a means to interact with the 5D, a vehicle. I understand. Then they are also beyond 5D. They are multi-D. It's just that they continue their 5D vehicles. That's right. And do they wear any kinds of clothes? Yes. They like all kinds of long one pieces, ultra ornamented with gold and silver spirals, usually dark metallic red, violet, and blue. Svaru, look at this, please. Arcturian codes, supposedly. Do you know about this? Is it authentic? I love it, whether it's real or not. It's channeled by Janosz. Yes, it looks true. Those look very much like theirs. They look genuine. The Arcturian races are of very complex and complicated thinking. You can see that there, and clearly. Also, the Arcturians are the races that make the most crop circles. And what do you see there, Svaru, in these images?
What do I see in the images? I see countless things. I see people. I see energy signals from people as individual seals of dynamic energy.
I also see objects and energy flow being vital energy of qi or electromagnetic and gravitational energy. All obey the advanced fractal geometry patterns.
And how do they affect people who are looking at them? I have these cards at home.
When a person sees something that reminds them or makes them associated with personal things, this activates their memory, awakening the person and his consciousness, and with that, activating his DNA. That is a consequence of the activation of consciousness and not the other way around. Consciousness always comes first and never as a consequence of DNA.
Look at this type with circles. They are my favorites.
3, 6, 9. The mathematical fractal connections in that image are very on the ether side. Base 12.
And what does this image want to transmit?
It's the interaction between those numbers, but with a geometric interpretation. It reflects something in your very ancient memory. Only you can know. Trust what you know and feel. In this card, it is even clearer. 3, 6, 9, 12. Geometry indicating the structure of the ether using fractal images.
My memory is not being activated on the conscious level, but I like to look at them. Meanwhile, something else to say about Arcturians?
How do you know that nothing gets activated?
Well, surely yes, but not conscious memories. No specific memories come to me, only deep sensations.
Even so, they are there.
And what is the relationship between the Taygetans and the Arcturians?
Arcturians and Taygeta, relationship of mutual cooperation, very friendly.
Look at this image, Svaru. These are Arcturians.
The heads are more or less right, but the bodies are too long. Those look more like Andromeda bodies and have breasts. They are female Andromedans with elongated heads. Arcturians are shorter, compact.
Yes, here the body is more similar, but with heads looking too much like a human baby. And Arcturians, how many star seeds do they have on Earth, you know? Do they have immersion programs too?
Many star seeds. How many exactly, I do not know, but many more than Taygeta. And yes, they also enter by immersion. Many spiritual teachers of the New Age are Arcturians.
And their perspective on the ascension and everything is close to yours? Are you both working in harmony?
Yes, it is closer to my perspective. Not so much of the Federations. I have a tendency to agree more with the Arcturians, although not in everything.
Are they part of the Federation?
Yes, they are part of the Federation and are co-founders of the Andromeda Council as well, and are members of the Sphere Council.
And they are also here since 1952, more officially?
More from 47.
And how is their concept of love? If they do not have gender, how do they love each other? Families? They don't have the concept of romantic love?
No, they do not have that concept of romantic love, but they understand it because they study other races and they make fun. They do not have couples. They move as a whole, but without hive mind.
So, they are cold and distant? Do they have any concept of love that is not romantic?
Yes, they have the concept of love, but it is different. not as romantic love of a couple, rather as love in totality.
Okay, I understand. And they can incarnate in other races, I imagine, if they get bored, to experience how romantic love is, for example? Or do they never come out of their race?
Yes, they do. They incarnate in other races, as is to be expected, since everyone does so at one time or another.
Okay, thanks, Varu. I have loved all this information about Arcturians. The next one will be Alpha Draconians.
Very good, Gosha. There is a lot to say about Alpha Dracos. Thank you, and see you next time.